Chaim V'Chaim. A tremendous Hashem. Okay, we're not finished. We're gonna sing. Hey, Chaver, don't. Zevi, Eli. We're gonna sing more. We'll sing more. We'll do a little vart, and we'll sing more. Meretz Hashem. What was that good night of Shabbos? A good night of Shabbos. A good night of Shabbos. Perfect.
That's a good poem.
We'll say it is an incredible, incredible schos Baruch Hashem. To be here with everyone, just a few days before Pesach, a very, very, very special welcome to our dear Chaver, Zevi Daniel. It's Baruch Hashem, back with us in Baltimore for a little bit. Meretz Hashem. Tremendous, tremendous schos. Thank you again to Rav Eli, to Rav Moshe, to all of the, to Joe. Where's Joe? Joe was just here.
Joe, ice.
Get it now. So I must say, just an incredible zechus Baruch Hashem to you all to learn together again tonight. Just a thank you to the sponsors of tonight's shir, to thank Moshe Abramson for dedicating the shir tonight.
That wasn't me.
I thank you to Moshe Abramson for dedicating the shir tonight and the schus of our dear chaver, Zevi Daniel, joining us and for a refuah shalema for our dear chaver of Gedalia Rosenblum. And the shir sponsor tonight in honor of Steve and Jordana Galaskov for their tireless commitment to making sure the Chassidus Chabur is beautiful, holy, and well-fed. Tremendous thing. So we'll say, what they're going to do tonight in Meretz Hashem is spend a few moments, hopefully again, if you need. I don't know that I have enough sheets, but hopefully Chaver will share. Share is an extra one over here. Good. All right. So we'll let Meretz Hashem tonight do a little bit of the Torah, the Piyajatzna, on the Haggadah. Then the Meretz Hashem will do a piece, we'll sing a little bit more, and the Meretz Hashem will go through the evening like this. So the Rebbe has a beautiful, as I mentioned last week when we started this, so of course again the Piyajatzna didn't write a commentary on the Haggadah. But rather again, the Rebbe wrote many different svarim, so actually a relative of his, I think like a distant cousin, decided to go through all the Rebbe's svarim and kind of pull out different ideas that in themselves would be shayich for the Seder, for the Haggadah. And of course it's very special to always learn the Torah of the Piyajatzna. But Allah has kama v'kama when, in a time of tzara for Klal Yisrael, and it's important for us to remember this because, you know, I don't know, I find that sometimes it's just so easy to become detached from what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. You know, sometimes in any situation when things go on for a long time, okay, there are missiles falling. It's not just missiles. You see the pictures and the size of these things and the cluster munitions and Rahman al-Islan, people being killed and soldiers being Moser Nefesh, HaKadosh HaShem, Amba Aretz. It's a serious time for Klal Yisrael. A very serious time for Klal Yisrael. And on one hand, Yom Tov is coming, you have a mitzvah of Simcha, and Yid is always supposed to do the Simcha. But at the same time, we also have to go into this Yom Tov, go into the Shabbos HaGadol, with a sense of Kovod Rosh, a sense of seriousness, a sense of dedicated purpose and mission. Like, what is our avoda during this Eis Tzara L'Yaakov? And I think what I've always found amazing about the Torah of the Piyajatzna and the Torah of the Rebbe is that, of course, the Rebbe, although most of his Torah was not written during the war. Most of his Torah was not written during the Holocaust. There was one Sefer, Ish Kodesh, that was written. Everything else was before the war. But the Rebbe's Hashkafas HaChayim was about finding meaning, finding simcha, finding hope, finding optimism, even in the midst of overwhelming difficulty and adversity. And so I feel that the Rebbe's words always give us chizuk. But Allah has kama v'kama, when our people are undergoing difficult times, the words of the Rebbe are like a bandage for the Nisham. So let's take a look. So the first thing the Rebbe comments over here today, so it's the page that says V'hisha Amda. So again, we know this section. Well, V'hisha Amda la'vaseinu v'lanu. And that which has stood for our ancestors and for us, Shelo echad bilvad amad aleinu l'chalosin. There hasn't just been one enemy who's stood up and tried to obliterate us. Elo, shebechol dar v'adar omdim aleinu l'chalosin. Every single generation, literally again, every single generation, someone stands up to try to go ahead and obliterate us. Hashem saves us from difficulty, from adversity. And the Rebbe asks an interesting question. So the page of the Rebbe is right on the bottom over here. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzil mi'adam. So he says, V'nodas she'ilas ha'svar ma'kadosh. So perhaps one of the most famous questions on this particular section is, what is the V'hi? V'hi sha'amda lavasim. Right? And it which has stood for our ancestors. What's the V'hi? What's the thing that has stood for our ancestors throughout the generations? So the Pashat Pshat is in the previous section of the Haggadah. The Haggadah says, Baruch Shomer Haftachasol Yisrael. The Ribono Shel Olam makes promises to Klal Yisrael. And the first promise he made to Avraham Avinu was that we were going to be enslaved in Egypt for 400 years. Then we'll go out with great bounty. We'll become a people of destiny. We'll accomplish. We'll get to Eretz Yisrael. It'll be incredible. So blessed is Hashem who keeps his promise. The Moshe always, and therefore again, Pashup Shat is Vihi Sha'amda Lavasim. It's that Haftacha. It's that promise. It's that knowledge that God is good for his word. That is what has given us Chizuk throughout the generations. Even when things have been difficult, I know that the Ribono Shel Olam made a promise. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a promise, there is no question that he is going to keep it. But look what the Rebbe writes. He says something so beautiful. He says, V'nodas she'ilas hasor makdoshim, ma v'hi? What is the v'hi? V'ama koi tevas v'hi sha'am dalanu. V'aderech ha'pashet, hu she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilinu bi'adam. So the Rebbe says, there's even a simple pshat. V'hi sha'am dalavasim. What is the thing that has given us chizuk throughout the generations? That what? V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilinu bi'adam. In other words, the first line of this paragraph is a question, is like a statement. There is something that has given us chizuk, something that has stood for us, something that has given us chizuk over the years. What is that? Because it's difficult. Life is difficult. Because in every single generation, om dimalino lechalosim, people want this right. So I will say, you know, it's important to understand that sometimes like we live a little bit in a bubble. And we may not understand and appreciate the full profundity of what unfolds in the world around us. You know, it's not just Iran that wants to destroy us. Like, how many enemies does Klal Yisrael have? Somebody actually just sent me today. It's wild that this is one of the guys from Shomron actually sent it to me. In Ohio, they were by a gas station, and there was a picture by the pump. And it said, it was a cartoon of a Jew, with his finger pointing towards the price at the pump, and said, "We did this to the world." Mamish, like an image out of Mein Kampf. You know, the long nose, there's hatred, there's visceral hatred towards Am Yisrael in this world. So we're very zocha Baruch Hashem that we live like in a shtickle bubble. We do. We live a little bit insulated from these kind of things. And even the things that do occur, we often look at them as one-off. But at the end of the day, Shebechol Dor V'Dor Om D'Malino L'Chalosin, give the world the chance. If you give the world the opportunity, they'll do away with the Jewish people. And it's not just Iran, and it's not just the Nazis, Mashal V'Zichram, it's so much of the world. If given the opportunity, would simply eradicate the Jewish people. So what is it that gives us chizuk, right? What is it that gives us strength to continue to go on, not just survive, but to thrive? So the Rebbe posits the answer is in the last line. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilinu mi'adam. Because we have something much more powerful than any other nation in this world, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have something more powerful than anything in this world, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ribono Shel Olam delivers us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us, and that's the V'hi sha'amda. That is the thing that allows us to remain standing, that gives us tremendous sense. But the Rebbe goes on, and he makes an amazing observation. He says, listen to this. He says, Lo bilvad, terem shanu nisunim biyadam shel shoneinu. Now, it's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu manages to save us before we fall into the clutches of our enemies. Rak gam kishekvar anu biyadam. Even if we are already in their hands, even if we're already in their clutches. You see, it's not just that the Ribono Shel Olam is the proactive savior, right? Let's say, you have that moment when, like, you're driving and maybe you're not so attentive for a moment, and you get into like a near accident, mm-hmm. right? And you know that feeling of like ridiculous gratitude you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because in that moment you realize that in reality, I'm surrounded by danger all of the time. All of the time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves me so often and I don't even know. In that moment when you do know, you almost have like a glimpse of all the times that you don't know. So I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prevents me, is a proactive savior. He prevents me from falling into the clutches of my enemies each and every day, difficult circumstances. But Piaget says it's not just that. Moshe has another koach. And his koach is that even after I fall into the hands of my enemies, even once I'm already in the difficult situation, he has the ability to extricate me. He goes on, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzil osan, v'hi zos sha'amdalanu. So you hear the diuk of the Rebbe? The Rebbe says like this, Shebechol doradar omu emechalasinu, v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilinu miyadam. So I'll tell you the truth. Before I saw the Tzitzit Rebbe, I always understood that what is this section saying? In every generation, someone wants to destroy us. Lav dafka, that we know about it. I may not even know about it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such a rachamon, he's so compassionate, that even though I don't even know what's going on, he proactively saves me, even though I'm totally unaware. The Rebbe says, that's true, but there's even something additional. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzil miyadam, even when I'm in the hands of my enemy, even when literally I'm in the grasp of my, the grip of my enemy, even then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to extricate me. See, I might have thought that once I'm in the grasp of my enemy, that's it. I'm done. There's no hope for me anymore. Proactively, he can save me. But once already I'm embedded in the hands of my enemy, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can turn things around. Kamash Malon, yes, he can. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when I'm in the hands, the clutches of my enemies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to extricate me. He says, and this has to strengthen our sense of hope and optimism. That even when a Yid feels that he's been delivered into the hands of his enemies already, gam kein yatsil, even then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to save us. And I'm saying, just first of all, just so you appreciate, this is from Ish Kodesh, the Rebbe's drashas on Pesach, Tav Shin Aleph, which was 1941. 1941 in the Warsaw Ghetto. So the Rebbe is saying to his Kila of the brokenhearted, we have been delivered into the hands of the enemy. And you might be experiencing Yeyosh. And you might think that at the end of the day, there's no real hope for us. The best we could do is muster the strength to die al Kiddush Hashem. That's the best we got. The Rebbe says, it's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu mi adam, from their hands. Not just proactively prevent us from falling into the hands of the enemies, but even when we're in the hands of our enemies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could still extricate us. The chizik that the Rebbe was given, but I will say, understand what this is. An enemy for a Yid takes on so many different forms. I will say, we all are in danger of falling into the hands of our enemies. Some of us, you know, fall into the hands of our desires, of our wants, of our lusts, of our proclivities. We fall into the hands of our Yetzirah. And how many of us, when we fall into the hands of our Yetzirah, we're like, okay, I'm done. There's no way for me to get out of this. So there's a beautiful Gemara. One of my favorite Gemaras, the Gemara of Maseches Brachos. I've quoted this many, many times throughout the years. Where this Gemara tells the story that King Chizkiyahu was supposed to be the Mashiach. But what happened? The Gemara says what happened. He never married. He decided to never marry, never have children. So he's sick. He also got into a big fight with Yishayahu. Big fight. So Chizkiyahu said, I'm the king, the Navi should come to see me. Yishayahu said, I'm the Navi, the king should come to see me. So what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? The Baruch Shalom made Chizkiyahu sick. He made him ill. And then he said to Yishayahu, Lech uvakir asachola, go do bigger cholim. Okay? So what happens? So Yishayahu is dying. Yishayahu is literally on his deathbed. Sorry, Chizkiyahu is ill. Yishayahu comes to visit him. And Yishayahu says to him, you're going to die. Now, not good bigger cholim etiquette, right? Generally not going to say the bigger cholim is it, right? You're going to die. And Chizkiyahu says, why? So Yishayahu says, because you never married and tried to have a family. So Chizkiyahu says, let me explain. I saw b'nevuah, I saw a prophecy that if I would get married and have a child, my child would be a big rasha. So I decided better to spare the world a rasha, right? And just not marry. So to which Yishayahu responds, "Hadik hafshei derachman alam alach." Don't get involved in God's business. Let God run His world. You do your thing, right? Your job is to get married, to try to have a child. Leave God, let God do it. So what does Chizkiyahu say? Okay, I'm a kabbalah moser. Chizkiyahu says to Yishayahu, "You know, I'm single. You have a single daughter. Let's make a shidduch. Let's make a shidduch." See, Yishayahu says, "I would, but I already told you, you're going to die. You're going to die. It's not worth it." To which Chizkiyahu turns to Yishayahu with the last of his strength, and he says, "I have a mesora from my zayda, who is Chizkiyahu's zayda, David HaMelech." Right? And what's the mesora? What's the tradition? Afilu cheref chada munachas al tzavaro shel adam. Even if a sharp sword is against your neck, al yimane es atzma min arachem. Do not give up hope on divine compassion. See, what David HaMelech was saying was, when you cast your lot with God, anything and everything can happen. When you are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the impossible becomes possible. By the way, what's the end of the story? The end of the story is that Chizkiyahu had a refuah shleimah. He married Yeshayahu's daughter. The prophecy came true. They had a son by the name of Menashe, who was the longest ruling monarch, who ruled Klal Yisrael for 55 years. For 22 of them, he was a terrible Rasha. For 33 of them, he became a tremendous Baal Tshuva. Even if there's a sharp sword against your neck, do not give up hope on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I will say, Chizkiyahu, David HaMelech, and the Piagetim are all saying the same thing. If you put yourself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, now by the way, putting yourself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands doesn't mean, I'm done, no more effort for me, God, you did that. That's not what it means. What it means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm walking with you. I'm walking with you. I'm your man. I'm yours. If you cast your lot with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then anything and everything becomes possible. Anything and everything becomes possible. So the Piagetzna is saying over here, what is it that sustained the Jew throughout the years? What is it? What's the Vehisha Omda Lavav Sinu? What is the thing that's kept us going in the most ridiculous of circumstances? HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu mi'adam. Not only does God proactively protect us, but even when things look absolutely bleak and terrible and horrible, like there's no light at the end of the tunnel, I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm casting my lot with you. And when you cast your lot with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the impossible becomes possible. People say, what's Pesach? What's Pesach? Pesach is the story of the impossible becoming possible. We just don't appreciate it that way because we've been learning this story for years and years and years. But I will say, you know how many Jews left Egypt? There are about three and a half million Jews who left Egypt. A slave never escaped from Egypt. It was the Kor HaBarzal. How do 3.5 million people walk out the front door? How does that happen? How can you explain it? There was no military revolt. There was no battle. There was no Jewish army. There was nothing. But there was something. There was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a Yid says, Ribono Shel Olam, I am yours. I'm casting my lot with you. Ani Avdecha Ben Amasel. Do you know what happens when you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am your servant? Do you know what happens? Pitachto Lemoserai. You open up my shackles. You open up my shackles because suddenly, when I cast my lot with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the impossible becomes possible. And we'll say, how many of us go through life thinking that there are things in our lives that we can't change? How many of us here tonight are slaves to something? Is chevra that slave to alcohol? Is chevra that slaves to pornography? This chevra's that slave to gambling. This chevra's that slave to toxic relationships. The chevra's that are slaves to everything. And you know, after enough time of slavery, what ends up happening is a person says, I'm done. I could maybe tweak a little bit here, tweak a little bit there, but there's nothing else that I could really do. And comes Pesach, and Pesach says, Ani avdecha ben amasecha. I'm not a servant of Paro. I'm a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you're a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu mi'adam. If I say, Hineni mekabel al atzmi, li'yos eved Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am yours. I am yours. That doesn't free me from ishtablos. I have to put in the effort. But I'm yours. Then suddenly I become one with that energy that allows the impossible to become possible. That's what the Rebbe was saying in Warsaw in 1941. Chevra, we've been delivered into the hands of the Nazis in action on the Zimmer. And I know that it looks impossible that we're going to get out of this. But nothing's impossible in this world. Nothing's impossible. Hashem is the proactive redeemer and also the one who redeems us already when we're in the hands of our enemies. And I will say that is the koach to this year. This is the koach to this time of year. If you are a slave to something, if you are a slave to something, which inevitably we are all a slave to something. If you want to be a ben chorin, if you want to be free, but you really don't believe you can be free, all you need to do is close your eyes and say, Ani avdecha ben amasecha. Hashem, I'm aligning myself with you. I'm going to try to become the best Eved Hashem I can. And when that happens, pitachta l'mosilai. He'll open up our shackles. And when that happens, back to the Shparachu, matzilenu mi'adam. The greatest simcha of this time of year is the ability to become free from whatever it is that is holding you back. It's what David HaMelech said, it's what Chizkiyahu HaMelech said, it's what the Piyajetzna said, and it's what the Haggadah says. But you know what I'm saying? We could read it, and we could learn it, and we could chazal it, but it's only meaningful if you believe it. So Hinani Mekabal Alatzmein. Let's take a moment, Emir Hashem, to manage to like Kabbalah's Omach Hoshamayim. Ribono Sh'olam, I accept you as my Melech. I accept you as my King. But with that, I need you to help me do the things that feel impossible to me. I need you to help me do the things that feel absolutely unattainable to me. I need you to help me save me from the things that I feel I can't save myself from. That's the koach of the Yisha Amda, the koach of our ancestors. The koach of the Hilgah Piyajetzna, the koach of Pesach. Zilcha Emirat Hashem, to Emirat Hashem, be Mekaba Olmach Hoshamayim, to make ourselves, to declare ourselves as Avdei Hashem, and with that koach, allow ourselves to free the things from which we feel are truly impossible.
Yeah, no, they have a nice night. Thank you.